I'm Brittany with nerdsandbeyond.com. And to piggyback a little bit off of the previous two questions, you seem to be kind of leading a renaissance of playing these like corporate or empire running villains or nefarious characters. But playing a like the head of a massive pharmaceutical company feels like especially prescient or current for the certain sort of situation we find ourselves in. And I was wondering where what you sort of pulled on or to go there for Stan Edgar.
Well, for Stan, he's running a very, very big business that, you know, obviously he tells Homelander, you know, you're under the impression it's a superhero company. This is a pharmaceutical company. I love the science of it. I love the fact that he's a company man. I really like the fact that corporate strategists and corporate leaders have ultimately, as Stan encompasses and embodies, is a great calm, because he sees the road. He sees where it's going, far beyond what anybody else sees. And so for me, to manipulate the characters I play, whether they be Stan Edgar or Gus Fring, their intentions have to be evident or clearly stated for me, so that I know which way to go. Stan could be delightful, and is delightful at a dinner party. He is someone who also empowers people. In a way, he's empowering Homelander to see who he really is. And he's a great reader of people emotionally. So he knows that people and human beings struggle, in essence, sometimes with their own insecurities and their own idiosyncrasies. And that is a human trait. He also knows a lot of what we don't know behind Compound V, where the heroes are starting to find out that maybe they weren't naturally gifted and born this way. I love that Homelander's ego is so big that he feels like, you know, this is how he came out. I love the way he talks to his son, says, "You're like me." And it's just so beautifully written, and such a metaphor for our time. But to link it up to what you said, yeah, we want you to spend your money on little pills that will make your headache go away and make your cancer go away. We want to do, we're in that society. And so the reflection of all that Eric as a creator has written in this show of what we're really living is what truly fascinates me. We're not pushing health food energy. We're not pushing Ayurveda. We're not pushing, I don't heal you, I just give your mind the cue so that you can heal yourself naturally. No, we're doing toxic stuff and giving toxic stuff to each other, because that is money. Whether they get part of that money from the government and the rest of that money from you, it's money. And this is the very clearly and unfortunately a very, very clear depiction of where we're going, especially in our society today, especially since we're all here virtually awaiting a vaccine so that we can go have contact with people again. Just in case we get it, then we can take the vaccine and it'll all be okay. Your body is vaccine enough. And so Stan knows that, but knows that the dollars and the money are to keep the shareholders happy. There's something else going on. Wait, and you'll see what it is.
Awesome. Thank you so much.